You're listening to The Startup with Monique LeRae, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique LeRae. I'm Monique LeRae. This is a very beautiful yet overcast Sunday here in Laguna Beach. I'm live. I wanted to do a live on locations today. Morrow Fire, Wood Fire Grill, a friend of mine, a neighbor of mine, hosting me here. If you are ever local to Laguna, you are familiar with this place. It has got the orange awnings, and there's the Mr. Rogers trolley that we have. I'm excited about my show. I have a couple on today that are serial entrepreneurs, and they really are the heart of starting up. And they've only been in business less than 6 months, and it's a pleasure to bring them on the show. Please meet Legacy Bundles, Shannon and Anthony. Shannon and Anthony, how are you?
Hi, how are you? We're
doing
good.
Well.
Great. Welcome to The Startup. Thank you so much for being with us on a Sunday afternoon.
It's a pleasure.
All right, guys. Now, listen, I want to explain something to you. I want you to know that these people are ahead of the curve, okay? We trade and we buy and sell and trade in everything. I remember going to Buffalo Exchange with my clothes. You know, we turn in library books. And I really love that you have your finger on the pulse for families and for children. So why don't you introduce Legacy Bundles and go full screen, Sam, on them and tell us exactly what this is.
Yeah.
All right. So Legacy Bundles is a company we started with really families and people raising children in mind. It was done more, it's cultivated out of a necessity that we were experiencing ourselves. And then it's steamrolled and become much, much greater than we anticipated originally. It is a one-for-one clothing swap countrywide. So you go to our website, you sign up, and we send you a huge 2-foot by 2-foot bag that has the shipping already covered. You put 30 items of your kids' clothing in it. We service newborn to 5T. You put 30 items in. There's a list of what we can and cannot accept on our website. And then you ship that to us, and then you fill out your profile of what you want back, and we swap out your clothes. So ideally, you would be sending us clothes your kids don't fit in anymore, clothes that somebody gave you that you really wouldn't put your kids in, it's not your style, you send that to us, and then we send you new clothes. So I have a daughter that is in 2T, so I just swapped all of her 18 months. I took all her 18 months in, got all 2T out, and it's all for one cost to do that, and you can swap as often as you want. There's only one. You don't have to do it for each child. You just need one bundle bag and you can put 30 items of any gender, any size in there and request any gender of any size. So for us, when my daughter ages out of the program, I have a younger son, so I can put all of her clothes in and get all of his next wardrobe out of that. We are in it with another couple as part of this program, and it's been an interesting ride, to say the least.
Yeah.
You know what? I really love your innovation. I love that you have found time in your schedule being parents and entrepreneurs to do this. And it's really just a simple idea. And I find that the entrepreneurs that I speak with on this show and that I come in contact with really just hone in on a simple concept. They put their full attention to it and they execute. Let's speak about this time frame that you guys have done this in. I mean, it's been less than 6 months. You're already live. Anthony, I know that in the background, you have really dug in deep to develop. I know that there's been some challenges, and we don't have to go into the details, but you really stepped up to build Legacy Bundles from the ground up, developmentally speaking. Can you speak to that?
Sure. So the hardest part was figuring out how to build the website on the back end to function, because swapping items doesn't really exist in an online platform where you can just choose a plugin, if you will, and it just takes care of it. So we had to figure that out. We first went with a developer who didn't really come through for us. So we just had to figure it out. So we brainstormed and kind of tweaked what we were doing a little bit, and then took a couple weeks and coded and coded and coded, and then came up with what we have now. And we're really pleased to offer it. We are going to be doing more things in the future. Just right now, trying to get it out there for everybody. And we're going to be.
I'm so proud of you guys because I know what that's like. You know, I know what it's like to have a website designer, and you're like, gosh, I really want to upload some new content. I want to refresh my page. I want, you know, the new stuff, and it's not moving as quick as you want because this is your baby. You have a real baby, like a real live baby, but this is your conceptual creative baby, and you want the world to see it. And also when you go to bed, you're like, okay, that's off the list, you know? And I understand what it's like to have to self-teach, but guess what? You have now added so many beautiful things and you've added value to your creative process. What advice would you give parents, young couples that are, you know, managing family work life when they have a creative concept like this? What advice would you give them?
It's never going to go according to plan. You have to He used the term the other day, battle buddies, and I'm like clinging on to that. You have to pick the other one up when they are tired, and they have to pick you up when you're tired, because throughout this process, how many times did we just want to throw our hands up and say, I'm not doing it anymore? We separate work life and family life very well. We know that you have to put your work hat on and you have to be at work, and then you have to put your family hat on and be family, and you can't cross those lines and make it work.
That's great. I'm glad you said that, actually, because I don't have the same family structure as you do. I have a family, but I have realized, and I've had this conversation with whomever is a part of my world. I said, you know, take your work hat off and speak to me in this lane, not the work. And it's hard, right? Because you're, and I can only imagine with the beautiful elements in your world. Also, clear transparency here, guys. I know Shannon's father. Shout out to Scott Johnson. He was on the show. He helped us with the Endemic Project, and I think he's a fabulous human being, and I'm really glad that you're doing this. I can foresee you guys being on the Forbes list. I can foresee you being on Shark Tank if those are the things that you want.
Yeah.
Anthony's like, yeah.
Come on, Shark Tank. We watch a lot of Shark Tank.
Right? It's like, yeah. So, all right. So I love that you gave us that. Now, where do you see yourself? So we're in Q2 now of 2024. And for those that don't know, quarter two, where do you foresee yourselves and Legacy Bundles in Q4 of 2024? Where would you like this brand to be? Let's think right before Christmas, right after Thanksgiving. Where are we at?
We have gotten amazing feedback. We just got somebody yesterday. I've got to just read it to you. But the feedback that we have gotten, we believe that this brand is going to absolutely explode. So the biggest thing is, because it doesn't really exist, is educating the people. We believe that once that education has spread, I don't think 2 million users is unrealistic.
Yes, I love that.
We're at the part where we have a concept because it doesn't exist, but that's also a problem because people don't know to look for us because it doesn't exist, right? So marketing has been...
Sorry, guys, it's getting loud in Laguna. I was trying to do a little outdoors fresh air, and here we go. Say that again for me, Anthony. Sorry about that.
Oh, I was saying that our biggest problem right now is we are in a market that doesn't really exist. So people don't know to look for us. So it's a little challenging with the marketing, but yeah, it's nothing we can't overcome.
You'll get it. And honestly, it just, word will get on the curb and it will spread, and we're going to help push you. I'm actually going to have you guys back when I'm in studio to really capture even more. This is just the first time you're going to be on. You're going to be on again. And I know that I'll call you and you guys are going to be too busy, because really with the economy, it's true. And I put that intention out for everybody here because you trust me to come here and have this conversation. And I love it. And I want that for everybody that comes here. And we've had brands do that. And I know in my heart. With families, cost isn't going to change having children. And you want these lightly touched and used these clothing articles to make their way and to have that dollar, that hardworking dollar that you've spent on your children, to go to the next person. So it's a good energy thing. It's really a smart thing. And guys, even if you don't have children, you can appreciate this concept. We've been doing this with thrifting. It's just a higher level of thrifting, and it's for children. And I bought my niece and nephew, we spoke on the phone, some clothing recently. And by the time they got it, they're already grown. Mm-hmm. They already outgrew it, you know. And let's plug your socials. And where can people find you to engage and learn more about Legacy Bundles?
All right. So we've got the website and email listed above. That's bundleswap.com and hello@legacy-bundles.com. We also are on Instagram and Facebook under Legacy Bundles.
I have a question for you, and we didn't practice this, but I just, and maybe you'll know, where is the largest growing, we're post-endemic now, where's the largest growing region or sector in the U.S. for toddlers to T5? Like, who's having babies? Where's the baby boom at?
Well, we're very close to Columbus, Ohio, and Columbus is rapidly growing. It is now, I think, the largest city in Ohio, and it's just growing, expanding every day.
So essentially the heartland, which is good. Mm-hmm. So you guys, Legacy Bundles, Shannon and Anthony, I know in my heart this is going to explode, and I hope that you built that infrastructure really strong, Anthony, because I think it's going to be.
Let's put it to the test.
Yeah, maybe this was a blessing in disguise to get rid of that developer and become your own, because now you know it. And
agreed.
Yeah. I'm excited for you guys. Will you check in again when I'm in the studio, and let's see how you guys are doing in the next couple months?
Absolutely. She wanted to read one quick review from a customer.
I would love to hear it. Let's do it.
We got this yesterday. It says, "Wow, we just received our first bundle. I'm so impressed with the ease, variety, cleanliness, and packaging. Thank you for providing this."
Wow.
So that's the feedback we need.
A lot of it.
And you guys are putting that on your website and social media, I'm sure. And that's, you know, packaging's everything, right? The cleanliness, the way it looks. And for parents, you know, people, especially post-endemic and pandemic, people want to make sure things are clean and beautiful. And it sounds like you've got your finger on the pulse. Well done. I can see a partnership with Amazon, you know, the lockers. I mean, I foresee this for you. I think that can streamline a lot of your shipping.
We appreciate that.
Legacy Bundles, everybody.
Thank you for having us.
Have a good one. All right, you guys, that was Shannon and Anthony with Legacy Bundles. I'm here in Laguna Beach. I wish the sun would come out, but I guess it won't. Anyway, shout out to my sponsors, Michael Solberg Family Wines, Next Level Global Solutions, Iron Lace, who's coming up next. We have Dr. Jess and everyone that supports this channel. Thank you for your support and riding with us. We're going into our fifth year as of this fall. And we had a little Wi-Fi hiccup, so we're here live at Morrow Grill in the streets of Laguna Beach. All right, next up we have Marina Teal. Marina!
Hi, everyone.
Hello,
Marina. I was having a bit of computer trouble. My browser was blocking the camera and the mic, so I have to use my phone today.
I understand. I'm glad that you showed up. We understand. We're the startup, and we're a real show, and we've done our shows from the car and the airport.
Yeah.
So thank you for finding a little piece of Wi-Fi to join us. All right, everybody.
Absolutely.
I want you guys to know that we're in the presence of music royalty, entrepreneurial success, creative agility. Sam, why don't we go full screen? And Marina, why don't you fully introduce yourself and give them the whole introduction?
Oh, the whole introduction. My name is Marina Strings Teal. I'm known as Strings from being a recording artist, rapper, singer, songwriter. I've been signed to Cash Money. I've been signed to Epic Records before. And I've been in the music industry quite some time. And that led me into my current venture, which is jewelry design.
All right, all right. Now, I want to tell you guys something about Marina. Marina is no joke, passionate. I've seen the electricity between you giving someone your rundown of your jewelry and them understanding and really feeling the connection. It's not like
yes,
and there's an electric moment. There's an energy exchange. I've never seen anything like this, and I deal with, well, you know, I've seen a couple people who are passionate, but what makes your jewelry making, your bespoke, if you will, is something, you recycle materials. You are passionate about, you're very intentional about what you pick. And I really want you to go into, I know that we spoke on the phone for about an hour before and did a discovery call, but I really want you to explain here to the listeners and viewers about your process with your jewelry. What makes your jewelry different and special?
Well, first and foremost, I do my due diligence in terms of sourcing the most high quality products. I'm really hands-on with everything. I'm hand-making everything, first of all. And excuse this dog, please. I'm sitting outside. I hand-make everything. I use high-quality crystals, your lapis lazuli, your clear smoky quartz, your labradorite, you know, different things like that. And before I touch anything, I make sure that my energy is clear so that I don't transfer any of that to anyone, because energy is transferable and jewelry is something that people are putting on their skin. So I'm very mindful of that. And just the customer service process, from being a customer, knowing how I would like to be treated when I'm purchasing certain items, I'm trying to keep that same experience. I think it's more about the experience of it than anything. And then when they're getting a high quality product as well, everyone seems to be happy.
Yes, yes, yes. Received. And I love that you've done that. And I really think that you're, you know, and you pay really great attention to detail for not just the female clientele. You really do. I feel your intention with the male clientele, and you connect certain materials to them. And I've seen them light up and go, oh, wow, someone remembered us. Like, we don't have to wear the same old thing. I've seen this happen, guys. She's been at celebrity gifting suites. She is an entertainer. So, Marina, what is your vision for your brand in Q4 of 2024? Where do you see Iron Lace going?
Ah, man, I see Iron Lace being in big box. I also see Iron Lace being in different smaller boutiques, you know, the luxury line being in higher end boutiques later on down the line. And just continuing to spread it throughout the world and to grow and just continue to grow.
I love it. I love this for you. All right. Why don't you plug your socials and give us the price range? What kind of investment are people looking to make in Iron Lace when they're looking for a gift or a piece for themselves?
Okay. So you can anywhere from $35 all the way to $300. Everything is handmade, like I said. So I take measurements and everything. And I also do custom commissions. So the things that are on my site are an example of some of the product that I have, but it's not everything that I can do. So I just want to let everybody know to feel free to reach out if they have a particular design or color in mind, and I'll do my very best to accommodate. My socials are at Iron Lace Jewel. That's IronLaceJewels. My website is www.ironlacejewels.com.
All right. Thank you so much, Marina. And thank you for powering through the internet and the different things in life. I'm doing the same thing, girlfriend. This is why it's called the startup. You know, you never are too high on the horse to have technical issues.
Right, right. Exactly right. Well, I got a whole dog barking on here.
Yeah, you do. Well, I got to tell everyone, you know, I took Marina's brand around the world to North Africa. We're not done yet. We're taking it around the world. She's going to be, her brand is going to be with me with everything we've got, as much as we can do this year. And I'm really happy, and I hope you could come back when we're in studio. Next time you're in LA, we can do
absolutely.
And maybe we get a little rap session in here.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I look forward to it.
Okay, well, guys, Marina, gotta go like this. Marina Teal, Iron Lace Jewels. The backstory is beautiful. Her craft is beautiful. The craftsmanship is beautiful. But not only that, she actually cares about the energy that she's transferring to you from the materials. And being mindful that way, you know you're going to get good customer service. You know you're going to get something that is well thought out. And if you have a wedding or an anniversary or a big birthday or
absolutely. Anything coming up,
Marina's your gal. Absolutely. And thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. You enjoy the rest of your day.
You too, beautiful. Good to see you.
All right. Take care.
Ciao. All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's a short show, Sam. We have a lot of things coming up, guys. We have the Cameron Boyce charity for epilepsy awareness, prevention, and treatment coming up. Cam for a Cause. We also have a Twilight star that's going to be there with us in LA, June 2nd in Los Angeles. If you are a brand, product, or service, and you would like to auction an item off, if you'd like to be at the event, if you would like to be in our swag bag, email us, capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. That's capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. We'll get you in. We'll get you some brand placement there and some visibility. If you want to be on the show, you can email me at thestartupwithmoniquelarae@gmail.com. That's a long one. thestartupwithmoniquelarae@gmail.com. Come down if you're ever in town. Usually the fog dies off and you can have a beautiful beach day. Shout out to, again, our sponsors, Michael Sober Family Wines, Dr. Jess, Iron Lace Jewels, Next Level Global Solutions, and everybody that tunes in on this channel. Again, this fall will mark our fifth year on the air through pandemic and travels and internet and all those things. I'm really grateful for people who support the channel. Later this year, we're going to have the Fall Emmys, the Harvest show, the Emmys coming up. We are going to be at a celebrity event. We're actually shifting media outlets that are doing it. It's 50% media. It's 50% celebrity and placement. I'm excited to make that announcement later. Who else do we want to give a shout out to? Shout out to La Casa del Camino here in Laguna Beach as well. If you're looking for a beachside rooftop experience, call La Casa del Camino and ask for Felton Calhoun. He's really great. We've got a few things going. I'm doing a lot less events this year to focus on the quality, right? So you want to kind of pull that back. Also, still, if you guys don't know, I'm doing my MBA program, so that takes first seat. Also, I want to announce my book that's coming out. It's called I Speak Narcissist. And it'll be on Amazon July 4th for freedom for people who deal with that. I thought it's an interesting topic. It's not just for romantic relationships. Of course, that's the cornerstone of it. That's the center of focus. But it is about experiences with just narcissists in the workplace, narcissistic tendencies in life, and just kind of some stories and some how-to. So it's called I Speak Narcissist. And it'll be on Amazon July 4th. So check for my little note. It's a novella. All right. Come here and say hi before we get off the air, Alex. Yes. You're live on LA Talk Radio. Live here at Mauro Grill. This is Alex, one of the owners and a fabulous person. Say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody. How are you?
Alex.
Have a wonderful Sunday.
Yes. Tell everybody what's on the menu here at Mauro.
We have an amazing wood fire grill, all organic vegetable grill, and grass-fed beef. And many, many variety of seasonal wonderful dish prepared by our amazing chef. So enjoy, come and visit us as soon as possible.
Yes.
And have a wonderful day.
Wait, you forgot about my favorite thing I like to eat here.
Okra, grilled okra.
Tell them about the okra. Why is it different?
Organic grill okra. Oh. So it's unbelievable. It's not fried, it's a grill. In a wood fire grill.
In a wood fire grill. And the sauce? What's in the sauce?
That's a garlic horseradish aioli, homemade in house, obviously.
Oh my gosh, you guys. Come see Alex. It's got the orange tints. It kind of looks like South Beach. And I just love this place. He's always warm and welcoming, and the chef will talk to you. And what do you say? What would you say before you go is your most popular couple items? And then we'll do the desserts.
Obviously, beside the grill okra.
No, don't. I'm biased, so forget what I like.
Beside that is very popular because a lot of people don't serve that. We do have the grill artichoke, the fire grill, and also as a main course, our favorite steak will be the bone-in filet mignon, straight from Argentina. So you cannot get any better than that. And then to finish our beautiful dessert, we have a flourless chocolate cake that is unbelievable. Two ingredients.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, he can't get away.
Yeah, you got to come over. Yeah, because
wonderful. What are your business hours and your website?
Marobutgrill.com, and our business hours is Tuesday through Sunday, noon until closing. We open all day, so.
Ciao, ciao, Alex. Thank you for letting me take over your balcony.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy.
All right, that's Alex, guys. I'm kind of a crazy person for the okra. So it's great here, guys. So anyway, Sam, it's a short show. Everybody, it's a short show. Listen, I'm excited that you guys tuned in. Thank you for doing that. And if you're stuck with your startups, if you have run out of funding, if you feel stuck, do something that moves you forward every day. That's what I always do. If I feel stuck in something, I go, all right, I can't attack this today. What is giving me energy, right? So I shift. I'm like, okay, the book has given me energy, or the podcast, I can work on that. So sometimes as entrepreneurs and startup people, we hit walls and you just have to push through it. Now, sometimes you have to say, all right, this right here won't work today, but what can I start up today? And what can I move forward? What's catching energy? What are people looking at? What are people asking about? And that's really, I think, the key to moving out of that stuck space. So if you're feeling stuck out there, if you're feeling like you can't do it, you got that idea for a reason. Everything is always working out for you. Stay focused, stay guided, and don't give up. I'd have it, and you shouldn't either. Please email me if you would like to be on the show. If you need advice, I don't really give advice. I can just say what I would do in this situation. I'm by no means anyone to give anyone advice, but I can share with you what I might do in that situation. Communication, communication, communication. Communicate with your clients. Communicate with your team. If something's not working, tell them. Be transparent. That right there is going to add value to your brand and to yourself and to your team. Just tell people what's going on. If you can't move a mountain, maybe you can move a stone today. But just start that idea, okay? Because it's there for a reason. And I hope you guys are doing well. Sam, thank you for having me this week again. And we will see you next week. What we start today, see you guys.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.